Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the chair of this year's Green County Relay for Life event, and it's Peg Rainey joining us once again. So thank you very much, Peg, for being on.
Well, this is a great week. It's Relay for Life week.
Absolutely, and if you couldn't tell, you've got the purple ribbons going on around the downtown square here in Jefferson to signify that it's this week.
Yes, and we had the National Honor Society from the Green County High School. They actually did that ribbons, put them all around the square this year, and we really appreciated that.
Again, this is such a popular event. It's always a great thing to support cancer research, of course, and more so than not, I would say that you've had another successful year of getting fundraiser teams together.
We have, and Autumn Larson is our team person, and she's really gone out there and really encouraged, and this year we have 18 teams. I think that's the most in the last few years for a while. So we have 18 teams that have been fundraising this year, and they can continue to fundraise through the end of August for our 2017 total. We're excited about that.
And you got a quick announcement about team t-shirts.
Yes. AI, again, donates all of the Fruit of the Loom t-shirts, and they've had our local Jen Badger with Shine On Designs prints those t-shirts. And we just got those Monday night. They were delivered to People's Bank, and we got those all sorted. So now they're all bagged up by teams, and so all of our fundraising teams can stop at People's Bank in Jefferson, get their t-shirts, and drop off any fundraising that they have at any time this week.
Now, it seems to me like this year especially, you make it very accessible for people that can make it to your main event that's coming up this Saturday over at the Green County Community Center, but also for those that may not be able to make that fit into their schedule, you make it very accessible for them to also participate.
Yeah, there's just a lot of ways that people can help support Relay for Life. And as you mentioned, if they can't be there, we started a 50-50 raffle this year. And we have tickets at the rec center. So if anybody wants to stop in anytime this week, they can buy tickets. It's $1 each or six for $5. All of our leadership team has these raffle tickets, and you don't have to be present to win, and you'll get half of whatever we, you know, end up fundraising. So that's a neat way to be involved. I can't believe the number of individuals who have offered items, handmade items, to be in our silent auction. And Sharon Fisher, Rhonda Moreland, and their whole crew, they have a whole group of people that go out and get lots of unique things for our silent auction. Handmade items. Kyle Wiederin made this really cute bench and has that for our silent auction. We've been posting pictures of some of the items as they've been coming in on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Make sure you look for Relay for Life of Green County, Iowa, because there's one in North Carolina, too, and we don't want to get you mixed up.
Right, right.
But we're posting as many of those items as we can, so you know people can come in anytime. The silent auction bidding starts at 9:30, and the bid closes at 1:15. And if you won the bid, they will contact you afterwards and get your item to you, too.
Now, you mentioned your website. That's another way that people can go on and help donate to the cause as well.
Absolutely. All 18 of our teams are registered on our website, and it's relayforlife.org/GreenCountyIA. And then you would be able to get to our website. And then under the teams, you can choose any team that you'd like to donate to. It's a secured way to make a donation, and it'll go right to their team total, and I know they would really appreciate it.
Now, let's walk kind of people through some of the major events that are happening on your main event for Saturday.
If a lot of things can happen in a short time, this is when it is.
Yes.
We have lots of things happening, and appreciate that Raccoon Valley Radio is going to be there all morning from 9 to 12 to have people listen in on the radio to know what's happening and talk to some of the people there, too. Our teams will check in at 9:30, and they get walking right away.
Okay.
They may have some little campsites or tables of some activities, too, that kids might enjoy doing. So stop by the rec center and see what's happening there. people are welcome to walk even if they're not on a team. You can be there. All the luminaria will be hung up around the track on the upstairs, the second floor. And it's really a neat way to just go and look at the names and think about all the people that are being honored and remembered. And we even have luminaria bags for caregivers. So if people would like to get a luminaria bag, they can get those. Shirley Stapleton is our contact with that. You can give her a call.
Okay.
Or there are some of the flyers to sign up for that at the rec center even right now, too.
Okay.
So anybody can stop in there anytime to do that. But you can get those that day. We changed up the run this year. It's not the color run. We're doing a Scrabble 5K run and walk. And this goes along with our theme of that Relay for Life is a game changer. And Scrabble is a very fun game at 7 different locations along. And it's a new route this year.
Right.
So it's going to be fun to see this new route. There'll be 7 stations and people will draw letters at each station. And then according to how many words they can make, they'll be put into a drawing. There may even be opportunity to buy more letters at the end if they want to have a chance to up their chance for a bigger prize. The big prize, the largest prize that will be drawn for with the most number of words is a overnight stay at Cobblestone Inn with money to the Coach's Corner and to Wild Rose too. So they've got a lot of really cool prizes in line for that.
And that's our guest for our part one of our two-part series here with the chair of this year's Green County Relay for Life main event, Peg Rainey, joining us. And thank you very much, Peg, for being on. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally-owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.